Good evening, Europe!
Hello and a very warm welcome to this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host Kieran Ari Tussiot. I'm with you for the next hour celebrating the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Isaac Cohen from Israel with the song Abba Nibi Obo Ebe. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Croatia, 2001, that is Vana with Strings of my Heart, which came 10th for Croatia with 42 points. Yes, it's one of those Eurovision songs which doesn't get a lot of airplay, I guess, and also not really talked about on the fan forums, on Facebook and on Twitter. So I came across the song earlier this week and I thought, why not play it? Actually, it was quite nice. And I subscribe to a few YouTube channels as one Eurovision fan does, and the national final performance of this came up, and I was like, oh, I haven't seen it before. And it was bilingual in the national final. It sang in Serb Croat and also in English, so I thought, oh, it worked quite well in both languages. But as many of you guys know, I'm sure, bilingual songs at Eurovision don't tend to do the greatest. So, yeah, you either pick one or the other. really, and it works quite well, obviously, sometimes. Anyways, I digress. Well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. Thank you for joining me, and we are here on Forest FM, Sundays at 5 p.m. here, and till 6 p.m. Also, we are now on Castle Point FM radio in Essex, yes. So if you're in Canvey Island that way, hello and very good evening to you. And also, if you've missed this show, previous shows, all of that type of stuff, you can also listen back again. So if you have a podcast app or Spotify or Mixcloud, you can just search for the Eurovision Showcase and you will find us. Yes, so you can listen back, and I've got lots and lots and lots and lots of shows, all the way back to 2015, I think. Was it? Well, I started this show in October of 2014, and we're still here in June of 2020. Oh yes, we are indeed. So if you want to get in contact, you can tweet us at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can email us, escshowcase@gmail.com. Now, our next song takes us to Italy and their entry this year, 2020. This is a beautiful song called Fai Amore. And here is Diodato, who has a very emotional Italian ballad. And that's what Italy do, sell emotion on the stage. So here is Italy. 2020.
Sai che cosa penso? Che non dovrei pensare. Che se poi penso sono un animale. E se ti penso tu sei un'anima. Forse questo temporale che mi porta da te. E lo so non dovrei farmi trovare senza un ombrello anche se ho capito. Quanto un fuga torno sempre a te. Che fai rumore qui. E non lo so se mi fa bene, se il tuo rumore mi conviene. Ma fai rumore, sì. Che non lo posso sopportare. Silenzio innaturale tra me e te. E me ne vado in giro senza parlare, senza un posto a cui arrivare. Consumo le mie scarpe, forse le mie scarpe sanno bene dove andare. Che mi ritrovo negli stessi posti, proprio quei posti che dovevo evitare. Faccio finta di non ricordare e faccio finta di dimenticare, ma capisco che per quanto è fuga torno.
Che non lo posso sopportare, questo silenzio. Hi, this is Anna Bergendahl from Sweden, and this is my song Kingdom Come. Enjoy.
Just as cold as Siberia, as I crash into the sea. Been building on a theory. What if love won't set you free? And if I just sit right here, feel the waves come tumbling in. It all turns crystal clear, and the end's where I'll begin.
Anna Bergendahl with Kingdom Come. That was from Sweden's Melody Festival and their own national final competition this year, 2020. It came third as well, so congratulations to her, and I hope Anna Bergendahl does end up representing Sweden again. She did all right in 2010. It wasn't my favourite, This Is My Life, but I was quite shocked I didn't qualify, at least. Anyways, we could go on about that. Okay, so we got our next request. We're going across the coast from here in East Dorset down to West Sussex. Yes, we're going to Worthing, and we're going to say hello to James Brett. So, hello, James. Nice to hear from you. And he would like me to play a song from the Ukrainian national final in 2011. Now, she won Eurovision in 2016, we all know. But James thinks that this was her attempt was so much better. You know, it's quite a giggle, but of course it's so much different to Jamala's win in 1944, the winning song of Eurovision 2016. So let's go to the Ukrainian national final 2011. I adore this song, and I'm glad you do too, James. And I hope you do, lovely listener, as well. So here is Jamala with The Crazy Smile.
Hello, this is Jamala. I'm a singer from Ukraine, and this is my song, Enjoy.
When alone, you go to burning place. When I live where you belong. Don't forget to put a smiling face, and I'll feel so much at home. You
to Moscow, you can go to Oslo, it's no matter where you are. Certain distance, baby, I don't feel much better for you know that love can start with a smile. 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 With a smile. Smile. When you meet a guy who gets you high, really gonna lose your mind. Do you know what to say? You feel so shy. Be yourself and give a smile. You can meet Mohammed, you can meet Mateo. Hold up, open up your heart. Certain distance, baby, I know who much better for you now that love can start.
Bang, bang, bang all the time. It's such a love.
That's Lulu with Boom Banga Bang, the Eurovision UK winner in 1969, even though she did share it with three other artists.
Spain, France and the Netherlands?
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
The Troubadour, the Netherlands, yes. How are you, Rob? Okay?
Very well, yourself?
Oh, yes. Yeah, not too shabby. Not too shabby. Well, the better for sharing the mic with you, of course. Yes. Do you know what time it is for?
Oh, I'm not sure. Is it time for Neighbours?
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Right, so let's get the man himself to let us know what Rob's Random Request is.
Well, I have a hat full of years and a hat full of countries, and I just mix and match the two and hope that they come up with a song. Sometimes they don't. I mean, get some very random things, but that's the whole point of it. So
yes.
I will
draw.
Get a year first. So let me, I've got my hand rustling away in the paper. Right, oh, I've got one.
Yeah.
Okay. It is 2014.
Oh, we had that last week.
We did. Let's see. What do we not do? What song do we have last week? What
was? We had Albania.
Albania. Well, hopefully I won't pick Albania this week. That's what it is. It's all random.
Again.
Okay, I have a country. Drum roll, please. France. Oh, it's Twin.
Yeah. Moustache. Shockingly, this came last out of the 26 songs that year.
Shame that.
With only 1 point, and that 1 point came from Albania, I think, if I remember rightly.
Did it? How ironic.
We like Twin Twin. We did speak to them, didn't we? Did we speak to them?
No.
We bumped into them.
We saw them at the Eurovision Village in Copenhagen.
Oh, yes.
On stage, and they were quite engaging.
Yeah.
Much more so than the guy who was singing for Denmark that year, who came and did his song and then went off, basically. And all the other singers came and did encores and came out and she engaged with the audience. So
yes.
I wasn't very impressed with the Danish singer at all. I thought he was very arrogant. Whereas all the other singers were really quite engaging, and they came across as being really good sportsmen.
That was the same day that when we were in the Eurovision Village that Hot Eyes were on stage, Kirsten and Soren, and we were stood right at the front of the stage, and Kirsten went down on one knee in front of me on stage while I was off stage, obviously, in the crowd, and she put the microphone in my face for me to sing along in Danish with I think it was her 1988 song Kebabusset, which I'll play it after this in a second.
And wasn't that also the same day that there was that random filler song where the woman was just screaming?
Yes.
That was very strange, and we kind of had to film it because it was just, everyone was walking away because it was high pitched and it was awful.
Yeah, I think I might have to share that on the Facebook page because that was an experience I don't think me and Rob have ever experienced since. Just a woman screaming after doing sort of like a medley of Eurovision songs in the Eurovision Village. because she did like Save Your Kisses For Me.
Oh, did she? Oh, crikey.
Well, that band did. And then they just went crazy hard rock on a particular Eurovision song. And I can't remember what it was now, but it was just bizarre. If you were in the Eurovision Village in 2014 and you remember that band, and particularly the girl screaming, do let us know. So I'd like to know if you were in pain with us as well.
Well, I think the beer helped.
Yeah. Oh, yes, didn't it? The Carlsberg.
Goodness me, it was cheap. There was the main square, there was a 7-Eleven on the corner.
Yeah.
And actually, alcohol in Denmark is actually quite cheap. A lot of Swedes go to Denmark to get their alcohol, don't they? A bit like we do French booze cruises. And four tins of Carlsberg went down quite nicely in the square there as I was listening to that. So.
Yes. Those were the days. Mm. So, Rob, what are we going to hear now for your random?
We're going to hear France 2014 Twin Twin with the song Moustache.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Merci.
Shay.
Chose me manque, mais quoi? Je veux ci, je veux ça. Quand je dors, je fais des rêves en dollars. Tous les jours, j'ai un nouveau costard. Chez moi, tout est neuf, tout est beau. Le monde pleure derrière mes rideaux. Je m'en fous, j'habite au dernier étage. Je connais même pas ma
ma femme de ménage. Y a du cuir dans ma voiture, l'odeur de mon parfum me rassure. Je n'aime pas montrer mes émotions à la salle de musculation. Je soulève quelques poids et haltères. Mon corps est une machine de guerre. J'ai tout ce qu'on rêverait d'avoir. J'ai peut-être tout, c'est vrai, mais moi je voulais une moustache. De choses derrière mes placards. J'ai des amis quand même, et même j'ai des amis qui m'aiment. Je me dis j'ai tout pour plaire, j'ai tout pour. J'ai le monde à mes pieds, c'est fou. J'ai tout ce qu'on rêverait d'avoir. J'ai peut-être tout, c'est vrai, mais moi je voulais une moustache.
Hi, I'm Neve Kavner, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Denmark, 1988, Hot Eyes, Kirsten and Soren with Kan du se havje se, which means from Danish into English, can you see what I said? Can you see what I said? Oh yes. Now, as I mentioned there in, with Rob just now, during Rob's round of requests, I was blown over at how awesome Kirsten and Soren of Hot Eyes are. I loved it, and I do love Denmark in the 80s and the early 90s up to about 1993. I just adore them so much. They were my favourites of many of the contests going through, and Hot Eyes are really instrumental of my love of Denmark in the 80s. My goodness me, the 1984, 85 and 88. Brilliant. And Kirsten performed that song practically 8 months pregnant. Yes, bless her heart. I thought, good for her. Why not? You still got the power, you know, you still got the talent there, but show it to the world, and why not? And good for you, girl. Yes, that's why I love Kirsten so much. And when she, Hot Eyes, and many of the other previous Eurovision entrants for Denmark go to Dansk Melody Grand Prix and they do their medley of Eurovision songs from the past, I just love that so much. And it's a shame that here in the UK, whenever we did have our national finals, we don't celebrate the previous entries. Yes, okay, they might have not done particularly well in the charts or necessarily in the contest, but we should celebrate it. They represented us in that year, and we should, regardless of the result. Yes, and regardless of the act, I guess. Oh dear. Right, okay. Now, it is time to keep you informed about what's going on.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news, information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritutiot.
And your news is dated of Saturday, the 6th of June, 2020, courtesy of Eurovoir.com. Dutch media has reported that 4% of ticket holders for Eurovision 2021 have asked for the refund of their tickets. The first of the two windows closed on Friday after being open since May the 25th. In that period, only 4% of ticket holders requested a refund. A spokesperson for the Eurovision stated that we've had a few more requests in recent days. The largest group would like to keep them for next year, and we're happy for this confidence. The second refund window will be open once the dates of Eurovision 2021 have been finalised. All tickets that were purchased for Eurovision 2020 will remain valid for the 2021 contest unless the ticket holder decides to ask for a refund. Yes, and we've got lots of artists that were confirmed for this year's contest going to take part next year. So that includes Montaigne from Australia, Vincent from Austria, Samira from Azerbaijan, Hooverphonic from Belgium, Victoria from Bulgaria, Betty Christo from the Czech Republic, Tonakai from Georgia, Stefina from Greece, Eden Allen from Israel, Samantha Tina from Latvia, Destiny Chicanera from Malta, Jinyu Makoy from the Netherlands, Roxen from Romania, Senit from San Marino, Anna Soklic from Slovenia, Black Canto from Spain, Gijon Teos from Switzerland, and Go A from Ukraine. Eldar, who represented Azerbaijan and won for Azerbaijan at the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest in Dusseldorf, has released a brand new single called Until the End. And finally, Kano, who represented Norway last year, have called out for fans to dance in their music video of their official Global Pride song. They're covering Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
That's right, and stick around. We got requests from Richard in Ferndown and Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. And of course, we got this week's Best of the Rest and Live in Kicking. Stay tuned here on Forest FM 92.3.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com or search for the show on Spotify, Mixcloud or any podcast app, including Apple Podcast and the Podbean app itself. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Ari-Tuttiot. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
On peut traverser la mer, voler autour de la terre, courir l'aventure, chercher de l'or. On veut quitter sa patrie, refaire son nez et sa vie. Il nous faut l'amour d'abord. Rossini ou Travolta. On peut faire de la vitesse, du yoga ou du business. Sans amour, ce n'est pas ça. Amour, on t'aime malgré nous-mêmes. Tu nous balances comme des voiliers aux quatre vents. Et quand bien même tu tiens les rênes, on se sent libre et l'on plane comme des
Well, that is Switzerland 1982 coming third with 97 points. Yes, that is the amazing Aletta Zola with Amour en Thème. Yeah. I love that song and the performance is so camp, like really camp. But it's a lot of fun. It speaks 1982 of everything, really. But such a great year of music in 1982. Portugal's Dulce with the Bem Bom. Norway's Adieu, Jahn Teigen, God Rest His Soul, and Anita Skorgan. And obviously the UK entry, Bardo with One Step Further and I Would've Been There. Oh, that's a good tune. That's a good tune. Of course, we had Mono Yagapi from Anna Vissi, representing Cyprus back then in 1982. And she represented Greece also in 1980 and 2006, of course. Sweden's entry, Dar After Dar from Chips with Elisabeth Andreasen and Kiki Danielsson. Oh yes, Electropop from Belgium, Satouem Ma Musique from Stella. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Denmark's Video Video from Bricks, and the list goes on. Yugoslavia's Hello Hello from Aska, which actually I think almost got to the top 10 of the Swedish charts back then. Yeah, it was really popular, Aska. Okay, time to move on to our next request, and we're going over to Ferndown, down in Ferndown. Yes, we do. And we're going to say hello to Richard. Richard, thank you very much for getting in contact again once again. Lovely to hear from you, and you've requested Finland 1984. It'll be an honor to play this for you. And you said if I've got it, play the English version. Well, I can, thankfully. Karka represented Finland. He came ninth with 46 points, which was one of Finland's better results. They got nil points in 1982. They didn't do too badly in 1983, but deserve so much more. And Finland were on fire, really, in the 80s. They did. They were amazing. So diverse in their music choices. So Karka sang the song Hagadalan, which I hope I pronounced that right in Finnish. But the English version is called Come On, Let's Boogie. So here is Come On, Let's Boogie for Karka and Finland in 1984's contest in Luxembourg that year.
25% tonight. We missed the only late night train, but that's alright. After dawn, at 6:05, the morning train's due to arrive. Come on, let's boogie, mama, dance around. We're jamming all night long. Come on, let's boogie, mama, move around. This beat will go on and on. But don't you worry.
With Come On, Let's Boogie for Finland in 1984's Eurovision Song Contest. And you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Uri-Tuttiet. Welcome! Welcome. Right, it's now time for our next request. We're going to Gothenburg, Sweden, or Göteborg, Sverige. Yes, we're going to speak to Robert Falstrom. Well, we're not going to. Through the radio. Yes, magic. And Robert, lovely to hear from you also once again. And I want to share with you, the lovely listener, this amazing song that Robert has requested. It is from Iceland's Eurovision National Final in 2006, which was instrumental in in the influence of Eurovision 2006 itself, when Sylvia Knight won with Tahamikyu Island, which ended up being Congratulations Iceland. And we all know what happened to that, didn't we? Awkward. Yes, in more ways than one. But there were so many good songs in that national final, and this is one of them. And this is from Frederik Omar. Now, Frederik went to the Eurovision in 2008 with Regina Orsk, and they formed Euroband and represented Iceland with This Is My Life, and they ended up coming 14th, which wasn't too bad actually, but they were one of the pre-contest favourites, and they deserved so much better anyway. So here is Frederik Omar's version, or his solo song, in 2006's national final, Songs for Kepnen. And he tried the following year, and also last year in 2019, to represent Iceland solo. So here is Frederik Omar, which this song takes me back, really does. Frederik Omar trying to represent Iceland in 2006. Here is the song Þau sem verðu, which means it must be in Iceland. This is a good tune. Love that tune. Thank you, Robert, for your request. Yes, Frederik Omar with Þau sem verðu from the Icelandic Songs for Kepnen National Final 2006. Right, it's now time for the best of the rest. Oh, yes, drama, drama, drama. Now, this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where I celebrate a song or a couple of songs that didn't make it to the Eurovision Song Contest, but I think should have done. Yes, indeed. And one of them, the most, probably maybe one of the most controversial national finals. And if you know what I'm talking about, and you know me pretty well, and you've been listening to the show for a few years, you'd know what I'm probably coming up with. Yes, I'm going to the Spanish national final in 2017. Yes, this should have won. And if it wasn't for that dodgy jury vote, here is Morella with Contigo.
Sueños al aire, los miedos al mar, lo volvemos a intentar. Las penas al fuego, la playa en San Juan, lo bueno está por llegar. Jamás di por perdido mi amor, amor contigo. Jamás di por perdido mi corazón. Contigo quiero abrazar la vida, descubrir contigo. Quiero subirme al mundo, sonreír contigo. Hay una fiesta en mi cabeza, más baila, la, 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 baila. Las manos al cielo, los pies para errar, no importará dónde irán. Si ladran de lejos, es una señal, tú y yo cabalgamos más. Jamás ni por perdido.
Just so fun, and it was perfect, and it would have been perfect on the stage in Kiev that year. Oh, never mind. Right, and this song, this next one, I think would have been amazing at Eurovision. Now, the song that he took to Eurovision was spectacular, and I love it. It's really camp and cheeky and funny and catchy, which is the most important thing. But this young man had his own national final in his home country. And this song that I'm going to play for you came third. Yes. The song that came second was called Sprava Sarajevo. But the song that he took to Eurovision in Istanbul in Turkey was In the Disco. Yes, I'm talking about Dean. Yes, Dean. And this is the song that came third. It came second in the public televote. But it came third with the jury. So it didn't do particularly well, which is a real shame. So anyways, here is Wanted to Make It from Dean, Bosnia-Herzegovina's national final in 2004.
Hello, this is Dean from Bosnia-Herzegovina, and this is my song, Enjoy.
I close my eyes when I'm ready to see you. There's nothing new, it's just imagination. What do you know? Still there, oh, you try play a different game. I'll keep you always here in my dreams.
I wanted to make it, I wanted to try, but you keep breaking my heart. I had my tears run down, I wanted to die. I keep on hearing you breathing at night. I wanted to make it, I wanted to try, but you keep breaking my heart. Had my tears run down, I wanted to die. I keep on hearing you breathing at night.
Oh, oh, no, no, no. Come into my world, I'll be ready to please you.
Come into my world, I'll be ready to please you.
Are you ready to feel the way that I'll tease you?
come down and feel my touch. Your every move gives me a rush. Come feel the fever of this night.
I wanted to make it, I wanted to try, but you keep breaking my heart. I had my tears run down, I wanted to die. I keep on hearing you breathing at night. I wanted to make it, I wanted to try, but you keep breaking my heart. I had my tears run down, I wanted to die. I keep on hearing you breathing at night. I wanted to make it, I wanted to try, but you keep breaking my heart. I had my tears run down, I wanted to die. I keep on hearing you breathing at night. I wanted to make it, I wanted to try, but you keep breaking my heart. I had my tears run down, I wanted to die. I keep on hearing you breathing at night. I wanted to make it.
Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. Just before we go, I would like to say thank you very much for listening to the Eurovision Showcase this week. Hope you could join me next Sunday, 5 p.m. on Forest FM 92.3, on Wednesday nights at Castle Point Radio at 11 p.m. Yes, so there we are. I hope you could join us. Tweet us at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is the Eurovision Showcase, and our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. I will leave you in the capable hands of the amazing singer of Albania 2018, live from Lisbon, Portugal. Eugen Bushpera with Ma. Take care. Toodaloo.
My name is Eugen Bushpera. I'm from Albania. I'm representing Albania in Eurovision Song Contest. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And my song is called Mal. Enjoy it.
Ritmin e saj Dy duro që zgjatën për ti në grotësi Këmal që të djetë nuk jetë ku fia s'larkësi Si në magji për ashikimet për di Në sjell dhe kini të Lodi bazar, ndryshoja këtë nam Sën dhe kumbo, prej shpirit pasjar Vetëm një që aspin jakë së më dërë Lodi bazar, në tiru shtere Nga poni të zjarë, ka qënë në në Marë qasë, dhim jakë të më dërë So
online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.